Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Desperate Democrats. Democrats desperate to distract from the fact they just lost the shutdown battle. That's never happened to them before.
No.
They don't know how to lose. They've never done it before. Desperate Democrats have just launched another Epstein hoax. They don't have another play. And watching this, you know, they're telling us how great they did. And they did do better with some groups in that Virginia and, you know, New Jersey races. No. Than Trump did. And that's not good for Republicans. But they're sure not acting like they're winning. To launch a hoax like this, this Epstein hoax, tells me they haven't grasped yet that the era of big media hoaxes is not only over, thanks to X, mm-hmm. and really thanks to Facebook, too, allowing True Things back on the platform and throwing the FBI out the door. They haven't grasped that if you lie, you're going to get caught. And you're not just going to get caught. You're going to get caught catastrophically in a way that blows up in your face. And that is going to happen in under 12 hours. They have not learned. That's okay, because it gives the public a good look at who they are. This hoax was so sloppy. This was the kind of hoax that they used to throw out there. They'd chunk out there. To the mainstream media, it'd go on for months. As social media became more prominent, they couldn't get away with it. They sent the FBI in to make sure that only lies made it on social media and the truth was censored. They lost that ability, which is why I'm amazed they still try this, Lee.
Yeah.
Because this was so easy to take apart. And right now, for a few hours yesterday, the number one trending thing was Epstein, Trump, some version of that. Now, the number one trending thing on the number one news app in the world is hoax. They're just not getting anywhere. Here's what they did. The House Oversight Committee Democrats released a trove of about 20,000 documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. They patched together a couple of them and blacked some other stuff out to make it look like Trump knew about the crimes that Epstein had committed. Here's the main one they're hanging their fake articles on. It's a 2011 email exchange with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell's obviously his pimp. She's in prison for being a pimp. Here's how it reads. I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. And then they have a victim's name, and the victim's name is redacted. Spent hours at my house with him. This victim has never once been mentioned by the police chief, etc. I'm 75% there. So this creates massive swirl yesterday in the fake news media, because, of course, they don't check it, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a victim who spent hours with Trump. Oh, we got it now. And of course, the Democrats pretend they redacted the name of the victim to protect her. No, No, they redacted the name of the victim because the victim is Virginia Guffrey. Guffrey, I don't know how she says her name. I apologize. Why would they do that? What, we got to protect? Well, she's dead. Why would you redact her name then? Because there's buku testimony, Lee, of her saying again and again and again under oath, I did not see Trump have sex with the girls. I did not see Trump with any of the girls. I did not see Trump with Epstein. I saw many others with Epstein. I know many others who had sex with the girls. Trump's not one. I mean, she said it every way that she could. Mm-hmm. And then her book, which just came out posthumously after her murder, because that's what happened. Her book that just came out posthumously again emphasizes Trump is innocent. So when your supposed victim who spent hours with Trump is Virginia Guffrey, you got to redact it. Otherwise, you don't have a story. And the Democrats knew that, so they just redacted the victim's name. And the media was happy to run with it and lie. And that is why, Lee, the Democrats just tried to get $500 million in funding for their fake media, because they're going broke. They lie for a living. That's not a business model that works in the X era. And so they need to prop them up some other way. This was pathetic. I mean, this was torn apart within hours and officially over and achieving hoax status by hour 12 on X. I love watching. I just absolutely, as a journalist, I love it. I love this. Now, if the FBI was still around with the backdoor into Twitter, this would go on for, you know, weeks, if not months, because they could just censor all the true things. It's what the FBI does. Oh, speaking of which, you want to hear a real Epstein scandal?
Oh, let's hear it.
Like a real one, not a hoax even.
No.
This is jaw-dropping. In fact, I had it about a week ago, and it just fell to the bottom of my stack. There's so much crazy stuff going on.
I can't imagine why.
This is a real Epstein scandal that implicates the Democrats, not Trump. And it shows you how dangerous the FBI is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Epstein has a guy who's in, you know, the cell with him. Guy by the last name of Tartaglione. Okay, he's a convicted murderer. And Epstein talks to Tartaglione a lot. Epstein, he filed in an affidavit where he, you know, under penalty of perjury, he says Epstein told him that lead prosecutor Maureen Comey, James Comey's little girl, who's also a very dirty federal prosecutor.
It's funny how the same names keep showing up.
It's so weird. Are there not 340 million of us, or 400 million, who knows, in America? I mean, like, why are these people's names coming up again? No. So Maureen Comey, who was fired, and it turns out rightly, now we know why she was fired. Maureen Comey offered Epstein a deal. You want to hear this one?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to prove anything. He just had to say that Trump was one of the Johns. They needed him to say it in a way that it couldn't be disproven by Trump. And if Epstein did that, lied, Maureen Comey would free him. Now we know why he was in prison. I've tried to figure this out for years. Why was he in prison? That's why. They were getting ready to tee up Epstein. They'd say, hey, you know, you can do prison for the rest of your life. You can make up a few little lies about Trump. And the lies, again, Maureen Comey was very specific. They had to be lies that could not be disproven by Trump. According to Maureen Comey, I love this part, Lee, the FBI were her people, not President Trump's. Remember, because Trump was president then. That right there, whoa, I can do a whole Battleground America podcast on that. Really? See, this is what I've been telling you. Under, and she knows it, under President Trump, he failed to take control of the FBI. I don't think we've done it this time. I don't think we're fully in control. I think Kash Patel is running a small segment of the FBI. The rest of it is just freewheeling, doing whatever the hell they want, mainly crime. But this is, she says, the FBI was her people, not President Trump's. And they could take the fake information from Epstein and tar him with it as long as Epstein gave them something that couldn't be disproven. In addition, Tartaglione says, Epstein confided in him about the offer from prosecutors and indicated that President Trump was not involved in Epstein's crimes. How many times do we need to see this? Yeah. Yet Epstein's denial clearly didn't deter prosecutors from trying to make him say so. How crooked. And remember the coverage when poor James Comey's little girl was fired? You know James Comey, who wants to kill Trump?
Yeah.
86, right. 45. Yeah. Great family. Gotta love these people. They're really whack. So this is how James Comey was using his little girl inside the FBI. Now remember, inside the federal prosecutor's office. Now, remember a minute what she spent most of her time doing, because I like to remind people of this, so you could see how stone cold evil these people are and how deceptive and how corrupt our DOJ and FBI were. Remember what Maureen Comey did most of the time, what she spent most of her time doing? Fighting FOIA lawsuits to get what? The actual Epstein documents. The ones with the Johns. You know how the Trump administration has been demanded, hey, turn it over, turn it over, turn it over. But Pam Bondi correctly, and we've hit her when she hasn't turned stuff up for, okay? Pam Bondi correctly has explained, I can't. It is blocked from release by the courts. I can't give you the Johns. And by the way, the Trump administration, people don't know this, have been in court in New York and Florida trying to undo what Maureen Comey did when she fought all of those FOIAs and got Democrat-appointed judges to seal the names of the actual Johns and victims. And remember, the media mourned when she was fired. This right here is why she was fired. Yeah. Now we know. They must have had this. So just so we're clear, by the way, if Tartaglione, you know, what Tartaglione is saying, federal prosecutors were willing to bribe Jeffrey Epstein, that's a crime. That's a crime. You can't bribe somebody to lie on a bench, including if you use their release. You can't do that.
Is it called suborning perjury?
Yeah. And there's a whole other list of them here. I don't get into it because I'm 2 minutes past the segment. But so the real scandal here is that what we have just learned about James Comey's little girl, who belongs in a prison cell next to him. Democrats like to gender integrate these things, right? Maybe they can have a prison cell next to each other, some, I don't know. But this is the real crime, the real situation. So anyway, a top trending thing right now on X is hoax. When your liberal friends tell you, haha, we've got Trump, tell them their media is very fake. Spend a little time on X, figure out what's going on, get back to you. Something like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.